morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. I am Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and today's show will be offering a new way of thinking about mental health and well-being. And we are definitely going to take off the labels of mental health, because what you thought about a long time ago and your vision of it or your memory of it, what it means, what it doesn't mean, and that stigma around it, we will be talking about that today, and we'd like to take all the labels off of that. You know, the topics of depression and bipolar, desperation and anxiety, even ADD and ADHD, they're all in the news in the past few years, you know, for two reasons. And I'm finding two reasons only. There's either new medications that are constantly being developed to help people live a calmer quality of life, and the second hand, we see the results. Harm to others, you know, or acting out. When people are hurting, it's just not well. So how can you be helped or help anyone in your family with a new product of supplements? I encourage you to listen as we share stories and information about success with Empower Plus and why this is even important. You know, so many people are struggling today, and we look at it and we say, oh, you'll be fine, just go sit down, you know, take a rest, and go take some of these herbs, you know, go to the doctor and get yourself some prescriptions, and then you can have a few drinks and you'll be okay. Well, really, are they okay? And then they're also out there among everyone else in that altered state. Is that really wellness for everybody? So that's really a concern. My guest today is Anthony Stefan of True Hope Nutritional Support, and he's here to share his story that he has many life events in his family that led him to his current work with True Hope. He truly has been down the pike, as we would say, and he's had a lot of situations that have brought it forth so that he would be able to help others. So would you like to welcome today Mr. Anthony? And thank you so much for being on our show today.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be with you. Thank you very much, Dr. Jeanette, for having me on this morning. I'm really looking forward to this great discussion.
You know, it is so happy to have you on because, as we can see, even in the news all the time, there's something going on. And we use mental illness and we use mental health and we say they don't conform. People are, you know, just acting out, and there are so many people that need help, and there's such a large range of help that you wonder, is everybody able to even find the help that they do need? So I would just love you to share with us first your story about how this even became. How did your journey start?
Well, unfortunately, it started in a very traumatic way. I was married to a wonderful lady named Debbie. I had been married with her for 23 years, and unfortunately she suffered with a diagnosis called bipolar affective disorder 1 with rapid cycling. And that was very, very traumatic. It was very hard on us. It was very hard on her. And we went through a lot of ups and downs as a family because of her mental health situation. And sadly enough, she succumbed to it in the sense that she decided that she would try a medication. She had never believed in using medication. She tried to battle this thing on her own. I didn't really understand it that well, Dr. Jeanette. I didn't really have a grasp on what really bipolar is, how it can work on a person's central nervous system to the point that they lose all mental function in the sense of being able to know the right, the wrong, making good choices, that kind of thing. And sadly enough, she got onto Prozac, and within 2 weeks of starting a prescription of Prozac, she took her life. People say to me, well, how do you know it was a Prozac? Well, you know, I watched the difference. And I'm not saying that Prozac does this to everybody, but in this case, there's no question she is a Prozac death. And in this case, she absolutely lost it. She became very, very hysterical. It was just a terrifying event. It really was.
But also, you can say that, did you even know what was going on all along? And what was that year? Because I think that taking care of these mental health issues at those times in the past even 3 or 4 decades has changed so drastically that, you know, what is really available and how you really look at it, you know, is so different.
Totally right. You're totally right. There's a new way of thinking out there, and people are realizing we've got to get rid of the stigma. But this was back in 1994, and she ended up suiciding. We had a large family together. She loved family. I loved family. We both came from large families. We had 8 children in our home at the time of her death, and boy, it was just like dropping a nuclear bomb right in our living room. It just blew us all apart, and wow, I don't even want to go back in that thinking. It was just absolutely terrifying what we went through as a family.
Well, did you know that this was even going on all along? Was she getting help, or did this just show up? Because there are so many people that say, well, that's how the people always are. You know, maybe I didn't think anything of it.
Well, what happens is people tend to hide their mental health concerns, especially with the stigma that's out there. Oh, you've suffered with depression all these years? Oh, you've got bipolar? Oh, your son is a schizophrenic? And these are all labels that are punitive. And in the thinking of the masses, and we're actually taught that these are incurable disorders, that you can't get over them, that you may be able to subsequently sedate the person maybe. Maybe you can somehow get it under wraps, but they're never going to really be functional. This is what we're actually taught. And I didn't see it coming, and I was really blindsided because she held back a lot of her internal feelings. She had written a journal, like a diary.
Right.
And of course, I believe in privacy. She was my sweetheart. I'm not going to go nesting through her private, thoughts and things. But after she passed away, I read her journal, and I just wept. I just wept because I never saw, like so many people in our society, we never see what our loved ones are going through and the terrible, terrible pain that they're experiencing inside their soul. And, it was just a very, very difficult thing for all of us to go through.
You know, I'm so sorry for your loss, but I know that you have learned from that and you've helped your other family members and so many, probably hundreds and thousands of others.
Oh, what came out of this is an amazing experience. At the time of her death, 2 of my children, Autumn, who was married and is still married, but was married at that time, and she had a little 4-year-old boy. She suffered with bipolar affective disorder 1 with rapid cycling, same diagnosis as her mother. And I need to go back just one little step here before I go forward. My first wife's father suicided 16 years before my wife did, suffering with exactly the same condition. And he was a wonderful person too. But my 2 of these children had the same thing. My son Joseph, 15 years old, 240 pounds, a fury, absolutely out of control. When this little guy was 5 years old, 8 years old, he was like gentle Ben. This is a kind, sharing, loving little guy. And when he hit puberty, he absolutely lost it. And you know, Dr. Jeanette, I need to say this. This is really important to all of your listeners. Nobody lines up to sign up for these types of things. Nobody wants these things, and it's nobody's fault. It's not the person that's acting out in the sense that they don't really understand themselves what's happening and why they have this terrible mood lability where they're back and forth and up and down and mood swinging, depressed or high or whatever, you see. But that's what these children were going through, just like their mother. And so I'm left with a family that's coming unglued before my eyes.
That must be so scary to have that happen. And even not even knowing where to start. I mean, how did you start to be able to get help?
Well, it was a hopeless situation. And the reason why I say it was hopeless is because my daughter Autumn was already on 5 different medications. She was on Haldol, Rivotril, Epival, Ativan, and Cogentin. She had been in and out of the psych ward like a second home. She was trying to do everything that she could. She didn't like herself. She didn't like what she was going through. She faulted herself. She felt so low, but couldn't control it. Her little boy, 4 years old, was already in psychiatric care, severe ADHD. The psychiatrist said, Autumn, Dana, you need to lay him in a piece of carpet and roll him up and leave him there for an hour. Because that'll help him to get through this. And, it was just over the top, eh? And my son Joseph was on lithium, heavy doses of lithium. He gained weight. He had a fogginess in his brain. He was extremely aggressive. So I realized that the medications weren't really helping. They didn't. In fact, in my wife's case, it was the opposite. They didn't help at all. They actually assisted in her leaving this world in that sense. I remarried about 8 months after and married one of my wife's best friends. Her name's Barbara. And Barb moved into our home and she said, Tony, I'm not trying to be degrading in my discussion here, but this is like living in an asylum.
Wow.
And I don't know if we're going to make it because this is so bad. And so she said, we've got to stop, and I'm not being insulting because the practitioners were trying to do their best as well, but she said, we've got to leave off with the small-town doctors, and we've got to get Joseph into, like, a very good psychiatrist that really understands this. And so she made an appointment at the University of Calgary Foothills Hospital, and it took about 3 months to get in, and we finally got in. And if you want, I'll tell you about the story that took place there.
Sure, because so many people are having the same instance. And, you know, I can tell you to this day, I hear people all the time having extraordinary circumstances going on, and everybody has a story, but someone can always learn from the other person's story.
Well, many people live this nightmare that we were living every day.
Yes, every day.
So we went and visited with the psychiatrist and waited out in the waiting room for a little while, and finally we got in. She's very busy, big practice up in the University of Calgary. And when we started talking with her, I said, you know, this is Joseph, here's what he's suffering with. And I started to explain. She said, please, Mr. Stephan, spare me the details. I deal with thousands and thousands of people every year, and it's always the same story. So I understand. So let's move on. Let's move on. We'll see what we can do. And I said to her, you know, doctor with all, and she's very well renowned, a very, very good psychiatrist. I said, you know, with all of the funds that the pharmaceutical industry puts into research and all these research laboratories and universities around the globe, there must be a better answer. There has to be some better medication or something that's going to get my son into a position where he'll be functional. Because, you see, he'll never have a wife. He couldn't.
Right.
There's no way he could stay in a relationship. He will never have a son or a daughter to hold in his arms as a baby. He'll never have a career. He'll never have an education. I have to take him out of school every second or third day because of all of the fighting and the confusion that this poor boy is going through. And he's big. He's extremely violent. And she said, well, you know, Mr. Stephan, this is the very best that we have. And I guess I pushed it a little bit too far because, you know, I'm afraid. I'm absolutely afraid. I'm seeing my family. I'm losing my family right before my face, and there's nothing I can do. I'm feeling just a sense of hopelessness. And I guess I pushed the envelope a little bit too much, and she said, Mrs. Stephan, will you take Joseph, and I want you to go out in the waiting room. And please close the door. And so my wife did that, and when the door closed, Dr. Jeanette, it was like a shotgun going off in my face. Boy, howdy. She said, you need a wake-up call, Mr. Stephan. What you see is what you've got, and you are not going to change this. So get that out of your mind right now. Don't go there because you're wasting your time. And Mr. Stephan, I'm here to tell you, as she opened this big book, it said DSM-4. I didn't know what that was, but it's the diagnostic statistical manual that's used in the practice of psychiatry to delineate these disorders, you see? And she said, do you see what it says here? It says this is an incurable disorder in the sense that it's a recurrent disorder. That means, Mr. Stefan, it doesn't go away. And look what it says here, Mr. Stefan. It becomes more chronic with age. He's not going to get better. He's going to get worse. We're just going to try and sedate him. And Mr. Stefan, I want you to understand this. You need to know this, that there's a very high possibility of him suiciding, just like his grandfather and mother, because you have a predisposition to suicide in your family. Boy, howdy. Boy, howdy,
And what do you say?
If there was ever a hope lasted, there was any light of hope in me at all, it was gone. I think as we drove home, because we left shortly after, and as we drove home that three-hour trip, I was a lot more depressed than what Joseph was. And, you know, it's an interesting experience, though, because I look back now, and people say, oh, she was the enemy. No, she wasn't. She was a friend, because she kicked me so hard, she sent me reeling. It was like being winded with a baseball bat. And she sent me reeling, and I started looking. And I went on a quest, because I'll be frank with you. I've always believed in God. I believe that there's an order in this wonderful universe, this wonderful planet that we live on. It's put together beautifully, and I think our lives are assembled beautifully, and I think that life is a gift every day to live. But not like that. That's not a gift. And I couldn't accept the fact, Dr. Jeanette, for 5 minutes, ever, that this was meant to be. That somehow these children, my wife, my grandfather, my father-in-law, her father, would come to this earth life and have that type of experience, because that's not an experience. It's terrifying. That's the description of terror. It is. And, you know, I couldn't believe it. And so I would pray, and I'd always pray. And every time that I prayed about it, I always had this feeling that came over me. No, this isn't meant to be like this. This is an anomaly, and it'll be okay. But it wasn't okay, because we just had to keep living this nightmare day to day. But, you know, as I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and as I asked more questions of people and doctors and even research scientists, I actually got into the University of Lethbridge and spent time there with two of the scientists. As I started to search, people started to come into my life that had little pieces of the puzzle. And eventually I began to believe that there had to be an answer in nutrition. And so almost 2 years after her death, I put my son Joseph on a nutrient protocol that we had assembled. And it didn't work. It did have a little effect. I'd say he probably got 15 to 20% better, but never enough to really get off the lithium and never enough to be normal, if whatever normal is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on making the attempt with nutrients, and on January 17th of 1996, about 2 weeks short of the anniversary, the second-year anniversary of my wife's death, I put him on a protocol of mega nutrition. And it wasn't, I won't say it's high doses, but lots of components, lots of various minerals and amino acids and essential fatty acids, this kind of thing. And about 3 days later, he ran out of his lithium prescription, and my wife and I had what I call a family discussion over her refilling the prescription. She calls it a fight. And if you have any male listeners, which I'm sure you have many today listening, guess who won? She did.
Right.
Anyhow, she went down to the local pharmacy and got the lithium prescription refilled. And on the way home, she did some thinking. And she came into the house and she said, here, Tony, I'm really afraid. Because you know what happens when he loses it? And it's just terrifying, and I can't go on like this anymore. And I said, I know, sweetheart, it's just so hard. But here, I'll just have confidence that whatever you're doing is going to have some answers because I'm really afraid. And she put into my right hand this bottle of lithium. And, you know, I took it up the stairs into our bedroom and I opened the medicine chest and set it on the second shelf there. And, you know, I never, ever had to take it down and use it.
Wow.
Because with 30 days, this young man exhibited zero symptoms of bipolar affective disorder 1 with rapid cycling.
So how did he appear at that time versus the other, the 2 weeks prior? So can you compare what that might look like for people?
I'll tell you what it looked like. It looked like somebody kidnapped my son and replaced him with a nice guy.
Really?
Once again, let's put the caveat on this. He didn't sign up for this. You know, he sat on the couch with me about six weeks later after he started, probably mid-March, the end of March. And he said to me, Dad, where was I? What happened to me? I don't understand. Why was I so angry? And I said, hey, Joe. Mm-hmm. Don't go there. You don't need to. That wasn't you that did this. That was chemistry. And now you're balanced and look at you. And, you know, he became so calm. He wasn't sedated. He became like the 8-year-old that I told you about. Gentle, kind, peaceable. He slept. He no longer threatened to kill his brothers and sisters. All the fear left the house. Because, you see, we were all afraid because he would say things like, when you guys are sleeping, I'm going to burn the house down.
Mm-hmm.
Or just terrible things like that. But all of a sudden, all that went away. And I'm dealing with a compassionate, kind teenager. Wow, a teenager.
Yeah.
Imagine that. But it was an amazing experience. Like it was, to me, it was just an absolute godsend. It was an answer to those prayers where I had no hope. All of a sudden, I saw hope.
You know, it sounds so, to use the word lightly, it sounds like a miracle, you know, and we just hope and pray for that all the time when, you know, when you have family members who are in distress or maybe exhibiting any type of symptoms that we think, wow, I really wish I could help them, or maybe why are they doing that? And, you know, we talk about medications. Let's just get a prescription because you don't fit into society and we're going to do this to you and we're going to give you this label. And to think that just supplements would do something to you to be able to bring your symptom list to nothing and to see you just feel well again is just short of a miracle.
Well, and it sounds so phony in the sense that, is that really possible? And if so, why wasn't this discovered before?
But or why is it not even spoken about? Nobody even speaks about it.
It's true. It's very unknown in that sense. If you speak of the general population and the understanding that, well, you'll find as we talk here just exactly where it went. About a month later,
mm-hmm.
my daughter, who mm-hmm. had been incapacitated and was locked up in a psych ward as well with the same disorder, bipolar affective disorder 1 with rapid cycling, had to come and stay at our place for about a week while her husband went back to work. She had to be cared for 24/7. Now, this is a young lady that skipped right over grade 7. She accelerated from grade 6 to grade 8 in the Canadian system because she was gifted. But she lost all that in puberty with the gaining of this disorder and all the confusion and all the cognitive loss. She got to the point she couldn't tell you the time on an analog, like a normal watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she had to come stay with us. And when she came in, I just about broke down and cried because she was so sedated on these 5 different medications.
Right.
And I suggested that night that she should get on this, and she raged all over me and said, I'm not doing this. This is ridiculous what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. And my doctor says, if I get off my medications, I'm going to die. That's it. And I don't want to go back to where I've been. I've been locked up, and I don't want to go back there again. And they're threatening to put me in an institution because I'm in such bad shape because I can't even look after my son, James. Wow. And so I said, okay, 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 okay. It's all right. We don't have to go there. Mm-hmm. And the next day was Sunday, and we went to church, and we all sat in a long pew together, and all of a sudden she started having an anxiety attack. And I said, come on, quick, let's get out of here. And I went back to the house with her. We were caring for her, and she got suicidal. And I had my good friend Bill come over, who was a psych nurse, and he took one look at her, and he said, you know what? We're taking her to the hospital. She needs to be sedated. She needs to be locked down. Let's go now. You basically sit on her in the back car and protect her. And I said, no, I'm done. My losses have been so great. And I won't tell you that I forced my daughter to do that, to take the nutrients, because that sounds politically incorrect, but I did constrain her. I think that sounds better. Anyhow, I put her on these nutrients, and she just said, this isn't going to work. And I said, listen, just try it. It's not going to hurt you. And on the third day, I got a call from downstairs. She's sleeping downstairs. Dad! So I go downstairs. What's wrong? What's wrong, Autumn? I'm over-medicated. And I said, well, what'd you do? Did you load up on a bunch of medications? No, I've just been taking them like I'm supposed to. Well, I can hardly open my eyes. I said, you are over-medicated, and not even knowing what I was, you know, because let's face it, this is all very, very experimental. And I just said, well, maybe you're over-medicated. And she came off of, which, and I'm not suggesting that any of your clients or your listening audience do this. So I'm not recommending that you jump off your meds. Don't go there.
Right.
But she went off of four of her medications, and the next morning, she's actually showering, looking after herself. She's feeding the little boy. She's talking lucidly and clearly. I'm not saying she's 100% there, because she's not. And I took her home back to her husband, Dana, on day 7. And he was really upset. He said, Dad, what are you doing? You know what happens? And I said, yeah. I said, look, Dana, you know it's not working. She's been ill, in and out of the hospital for the last 5 years, and it's not working, right? Admit that. Well, yeah, you're right. I said, you go sit in the car with her, and you visit for 20 minutes and then come back. I'll wait for you. And he did. And he came out, and he said, wow, that's not the same woman that I brought down here a week ago to look after. I haven't had a discussion like this in 3 years with her. I said, take her home, keep her on the nutrients. Let's see where it goes. I don't know. And you know, in 45 days, she was off of all of those medications, has never looked back, has written a bestseller here in Canada called A Promise of Hope. You can get it on Amazon down there in the States and in Canada. And she goes around lecturing all over North America, talking about her experience and the fact that she's never gone back, that Joseph has never gone back, that there's over 80,000 people now that have tried this, with tens and tens of thousands of people who are now normal, not medicated, they're not in the hospital, they're out back in their educational pursuit where they came from, back in their career pursuit, back with their wife, back with their husband, back with their children, wherever they came from, they're back. And that's the true hope story. That's what this is about. It's about bringing restoration to people's lives, restoring the family, bringing single people back into their own place so they can be who they truly are and express their very best. That's what true hope is all about.
You know, we never, ever see, when you go to any mental health practitioners, the first line of treatment is nutrition, supplements and minerals and vitamins. You never see that. And I can tell you that's across the board. If there is one or two, that's an exception. So I'll say maybe 1% out of the entire population. I have never, ever, ever seen that. Have you?
No, it doesn't happen. And the interesting thing is that there's a huge paradigm shift taking place right now, not just in, I hate those terms, I'm sorry, mental illness. That sounds like a dungeon term. We call them at True Hope mood disorders, and they're nutrient deficiency disorders. They're only a nutritional deficiency disorder. They're not an incurable disorder that wastes people's lives, that I've been condemned to the dungeon of life because I have a mental illness. That's
right.
That's the heretofore thinking, not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
the new thinking that's starting to come out of this in a huge way. Well, hey, one of the head researchers that's involved from the University of Calgary, Dr. Bonnie Kaplan, was on global national television in Canada, all across, from sea to open sea, across Canada. And she says, the Empower Plus research with True Hope may very well cause us to redefine what we think of as mental illness. It's,
wow.
It's going to cause a redefinition. Absolutely.
So have they made any action to be able to start looking at it?
Absolutely. There are now 20 bona fide medical journal publishings. In journals like the Journal of Child and Adolescent Psychopharmacology. These are peer-reviewed by scientists journals. There are now 14 universities, researchers from 14 different universities that have contributed to the medical journals in research, open case trials, randomized controls trials. Now there's a double-blind study running on children with hyperactivity disorder. Depression has been tested. Bipolar has been tested. We recently had a publishing about a month ago. It's not ours. It's all independent research. We don't pay for it. In fact, I estimate about $25 million worth of research has taken place so far. But the British Medical Journal published an article this last month on a case out of Alberta and contributed to by a Norwegian university as well.
It's absolutely amazing. You know, you could take something so simple, and it has taken this long, and this, how hard it is to still actually get it as accepted practice, something so simple as nutrition, you know, vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. And why do we deviate so far that we, you know, have so many drugs and so many other locations for people versus why can't we just give them the nutrition? I mean, here in the U.S., forget it. I don't ever hear of it.
Well, in Canada, it's becoming a thing. We now have a license in Canada. We ended up in a court case. If you'd like, I can tell a little bit of that story. Our regulator took occasion with us back in 2001 after CTV National News made a publication about some research that was presented at the Canadian Psychiatric Association Annual General Conference. And Health Canada didn't like that. And I got a phone call the next day after being aired with this group of researchers from the University of Calgary all across Canada on the nightly news. And Health Canada phoned up and said, Mr. Stephan, I said, yes. This is so-and-so from Health Canada. You're going to shut this down. You are prohibited from speaking publicly about any findings. You will not do research. You've already violated Section 3.1 and 3.2 of the Food and Drugs Act, and those are criminal code issues because you spoke about your findings. And I said, what? Just a minute. I better look out the window for a minute and check and see if I'm in Bolivia or some other country where don't have any rights at all. I'm in Canada, and we have a constitution which tells us under Section 2 that we have the right to freedom of oppression, freedom of opinion and expression. And you're telling me that I can't speak publicly? Well, what they did is they actually went into the University of Calgary and shut down a clinical trial that was being operated in conjunction with the Alberta government. The Alberta Research and Science Authority provided the University of Calgary independently, not through us, $544,000 to do a study. And Health Canada came in and shut that down. And they said, you're going to shut it down. And we couldn't because there was over 3,000 families in Canada that were using this product. And if we shut it down, we're going to have people going back and suiciding, losing hope.
Right, reverting.
Yeah. And so we ended up eventually being charged criminally for what we were doing.
Wow.
And imagine that. I said to my wife, I said, I don't think I look like a criminal. And she just laughed at me. But it wasn't a funny experience. It cost us over $380,000 to go to court. It was a three-week-long court case. But the judge ruled in our favor and against Health Canada.
Wow.
And he said, I prohibit you to cease from what you're doing, because there has been major evidence that has come before this court, expert evidence from Harvard University psychiatrist Dr. Charles Popper, from the University of Calgary, from the Canadian Mental Health Association, and from other people and agencies that have shown that what you're doing is helping people and saving lives. So therefore, I'm invoking Section 217 of the Criminal Code on you that says that you cannot stop, because if you stop, you will injure people. So do not do that. You may not listen to the regulator if the regulator tells you to go away and shut down. And that was heralded as one of the most significant court cases in Canada in years and years. It was a necessity defense that showed that people have the right to mediate their own health, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was very, very interesting, but we're operating up in Canada, and we have over 80,000 people now who have taken this product, and tens of thousands of them are normal. Once again, 14 universities, 39 researchers involved with 20 publishings and more to come over the next 3 to 4 months. There'll be another 4 major publishings on various disorders like post-traumatic, oppositional defiance disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, these kinds of things. So,
well, you know, we look at that and we hear all of the great stories, but we also hear about also the people who act out. I mean, we just have it today on the news about, you know, the grade school shooting in Connecticut, and we think, those people, are they on medications? Do they need medications? Were they not able to be helped? There's so many people that are not able to be helped, and I always think of this, you know, when you're driving down the street and you say, my gosh, that guy just ran me off the road, or why is that guy blowing his horn at me, or whatever. You know, there's a lot of people among us who really do need help or are getting the incorrect kind of help. So something so simple as nutrition, it's like crazy to think that they can't get this. And when we talk about these nutritional supplements like Empower Plus, we'll talk about now, but it's not like you can sit down and say, okay, well, nutrition, I'm going to make sure that they have everything in the food pyramid and, you know, and they are able to have their fruits and vegetables 5 a day, blah, 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 and that's going to be okay, when that really is not okay. So can you tell us a little bit about the Empower Plus product and how it works and what's in it?
I will. There's 36 different nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And what we do something very specific with that product. We have like a proprietary process. And this is not about selling. Don't let this come off like that. But we have a proprietary process. We recognize that a lot of, after the major research that we did, we realized that a lot of minerals are not uptaken properly in the body because they're in an elemental form. Things like calcium carbonate that we take off the shelf, we buy it in health food stores, we buy it in grocery stores, we take it in the hopes that we can rebuild our bones with calcium carbonate. Mm-hmm. But calcium carbonate is limestone. It's wonderful, but it doesn't really help us. When they feed it to hogs, they have to feed it at hundreds of times the level of what we would take it in order to get enough bone mass out of it, if you know what I mean. We would have to take probably 50, 60 calcium carbonate tablets a day to get what we need out of it because it's poorly absorbed. So we looked at how nature can actually take minerals out of the soil, convert them, and so that when you eat the tomato, you're eating something whole and you're getting almost 100% of the nutrients that are in there. And there is calcium, but it's not in the form of calcium carbonate anymore. It's been changed. It's been chelated. So we looked at that. We looked at other processes and tried to make this thing so close to nature, and we found that we were actually able to improve it. The things that I gave Autumn and Dana, they're not Autumn and Dana, but Autumn and Joseph, my son and daughter, back in 1996, we've come 10 generations since. We've improved it and improved it, and we're constantly looking for better ways to make it more bioavailable so that you can get these nutrients on the other side of the membrane into the bloodstream where they can really do some good. So there's 36 nutrients. It has a 4-stage process. Most products, vitamin mineral products, are completed from the time you put it in the mixer to the time that it's put in the capsule or stamped out as a tablet, about 4 hours. It's about 96 hours for our product because it has to have this different changeover to make it bioavailable. And that's why people say, well, I've been taking vitamins and minerals for years, but it hasn't helped me in my mental issues. Well, that's probably true, because they're not absorbable, right?
Right, because when you say bioavailable, what does that really mean? A lot of times some people say, I'm going to eat all the fish, you know, that because they said to eat fish. Well, they didn't say to eat fish that was cooked in bad oil that has now been at a high temperature. You know, you're not getting good oils out of that. You can forget about that one. So that's like, what is bioavailable? Bioavailable is it needs to be in its purest form, not overheated, not irradiated, not crushed and dehydrated, and all this other stuff that may kill something that's in there that's bioavailable. So that's pretty important for people to understand what bioavailable means.
Exactly, and what, you just hit it right on the nail head there. Exactly. It's got to be like taking it out of the garden. If it is, then you're going to get something. Just like when I eat a good organic tomato, I'm going to get some goodness out of that from my body. This body is an organism. It's like a plant. If I took my plant and I ground up a bunch of psychotropic medication and put it on my plant and watered it, I wonder how well it would do. I wonder what it would look like in a month. And what does it do to our body when we take these non-organic substances in? Well, for instance, in your country, you have black box warnings on the antidepressants that say, hey, these medications can cause suicidal and or homicidal ideation. Right. In Canada, there have been numerous warnings put out by our FDA, or as we call it, Health Canada, to the same effect. What? You mean to tell me that we actually give children and adults medications? That's what happened to my wife. She took a medication that actually assisted her mentally in committing suicide. And so we got to go back to the organic way of thinking. And it's not so mysterious to think that nutrients are the precursors for the production of neuropeptides and neurotransmitters, because actually that's exactly what it is. That's exactly how it works.
You know, so many times people say, well, if I take a few vitamins, I'm good and I'll be okay. And this is really important to think about. If you're born with a body that is lacking in certain enzymes, or it doesn't produce certain things that it should be, or those functions may be going a little bit slower, you're going to need extra help to sort of oomph that ahead to be able to get that to work. And the way I find to explain that is, if you think of health at a normal level, let's say at zero, and you say, okay, so I'm healthy today, and I know that to keep myself here, I need to take 500 milligrams of vitamin C, and it keeps me healthy. But then you say, okay, well, I just had a fight with my husband. I just wrecked the car. Well, stress takes vitamin C and puts it in the toilet in a split second. So now my 500 that I was taking to come to baseline at healthy is now gone. But I've also, since I got in a wreck, I now took another 1,000 out of my body that I'm not going to be able to need. So I'm already in 1,500 deficient. So if you go to the next day and you're arguing with your insurance clients about getting your car fixed, you're already 1,000 down. And the next day you forget to take your 500, which really wouldn't matter anyway, and you may be fighting another 2,000 or 3,000 down. So you really need to look at, well, what do I need to bring me back to where I was? It's not 500 anymore. You need to be able to take maybe 2,000, 3,000, and you need to go above that to actually supplement and rework all those pathways in your body that weren't working, that were shut off, or where the stress was going. You need to be able to overwhelm the system a little bit to flush it in. And that's so important to know when you're taking supplements. You know, I always, even when I talk about foods, let's say about that. I went out to buy onions the other day. I went to Walmart. Onions, I picked it up. I said, oh, I'd love to get these sweet onions. Let me smell them. Didn't even smell like an onion. I looked at the ticker. It was from Peru. I live in New Orleans. You want to tell me why that onion had to come from Peru when it could have been grown up the street? So then I said, okay, so let me try to go to another store and see if I can get a better one, because I know that onions really help, you know, the immune system in the fall. Went to another store that I thought was a little bit better, a local grocer. Guess what? They had the same onion, still from Peru. So then I went to Whole Foods, and I said, you know what? Got to be better here, right? They had the same onion from Peru.
Wow.
None of these onions even smelled like onions. So it's seriously important when you're looking at nutrients and foods, you say, oh, it's organic, it's good. You really need to pay attention. When you pick up that tomato, does it smell like a tomato? Does it feel like one? Does it look like one? And where did it come from? Because all of that is the basis of all the nutrients that are in it. If you're shipping me something from Peru, which is, Lord, I don't know how far that place is from here, but I know it's on another continent. But if you had to ship it to me, and I don't know how long that takes. It's got to be quite a while, and I guess they put them on tankers or something. When did you pick that? And the height of nutrition for a fruit and a vegetable is on the vine, not in a tanker, waiting to be gassed to ripen it, and before it's put on the shelf. So I really think that's seriously important that people understand. And we always say, oh, but I'm getting my food, nutrients from my food, I don't need a supplement. It's really important to know, are you really? And what is really going on in the food industry? And why you may need these nutrition to help with, you know, your mood fluctuations. It's really seriously important to know that.
It's essential, and you're hitting it right there, because that's what it's all about. And when we as a people who are really, I'm not going to get airy-fairy here, but we're children of the earth in the sense that my body is in the condition that it is today because of what I'm eating from the earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I'm eating whole food, then my body is in a whole state. If I'm eating highly processed food or food that wasn't ripened, that doesn't have the different phytonutrients in it, or has been radiated or whatever,
right,
I can expect that I'm not going to get the same functionality. And all we got to do is start talking about cancer, asthma,
right,
once again, mood disorders. All of these things are interrelated. They're all related to nutrient deficiency issues, not getting enough of what we need.
Well, you know, can you tell us some of the items that are in Empower Plus, like a few of the ingredients?
Well, we use, of course, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus. That's very important. It's in a chelated form so that it can be uptaken. We have boron, because boron acts to take it into bone or to take it into cellular mass. It's very, very important. Boron is also a precursor to the production of various, you know, the sex hormones, the male testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, female.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I just wanted to say this, so we'll go to these a little slower. So with calcium, what let people know is that calcium is a channel, what they call. So the channels into the cells, sort of like you have an orange and you have all those pits on the outside of the skin. Well, something needs to go through that, those little pits, to get to the inside to keep it growing. So in a cell, when you see these little pit holes in it, they're channels that go into the inside of the cell, and those channels allow things to go back and forth. So that's energy, that's cell reproduction. Can this cell reproduce itself? It's also what makes a cell feel like chaos, or it's also it makes a cell work how it's supposed to. And when we say about chaos, it's sort of you know, when you bump your arm and you end up with a black and blue mark, everything kind of goes in chaos for a while. That's when you get swelling and pain and all that. So then all your cells start to set up and say, okay, now it's time to clean it up. So getting this information into the cells to know what to do, when to do it, and where to do it is all about calcium channels that are on those cells. So it's really important to have calcium. And you said about the boron, that's super important because we know a lot of mood disorders, we look at it and we say, whoa, what happened when I hit puberty? You know, it's sort of like, I think I just got in a train wreck, you know, and I feel like I'm roadkill. You know, what happened? So that is an important ingredient also at the time.
Exactly. And all of these things are also used in neurotransmission. Like you talk about calcium.
Right.
I wiggle my toes, I blink my eyes because of calcium channeling. There's no question. And these things are essential to us. They're not supplementary. They're essential. And without these things, our body falters. It really does. So,
what else is in?
Well, things like iron, which are very important. There's a lot of research that shows that children with hyperactivity disorder are deficient in blood levels of iron, that kind of thing. Phosphorus, iodine. Wow. We take our iodine from kelp, and people say, why don't you just use potassium iodate? That's cheaper, and it would reduce the price of the product. No, because it doesn't work. When people have sufficient levels of iodine, they produce the proper levels of the thyroid-stimulating, you know, hormones, this kind of thing. And all of these are essential. We have a lot of women that come to us that have a comorbidity. I shouldn't talk that way. That have an extra illness.
Mm-hmm.
They may have bipolar issues or symptoms. They may have depressive issues. But in a lot of cases, they'll say that I'm taking thyroxin or, you know, Synthroid, something, whatever, to stimulate and to correct my thyroid deficiency. And we always say to people, go get your thyroid checked about month two and onwards, about every month or so, because in many, many, many cases, in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months, they're not going to have to use Synthroid anymore because their thyroid will function appropriately because of the iodine levels coming from the kelp.
Well, because nutrition deficiencies also do not exist in a glass bubble. You know, if we say we have a nutrition deficiency, it doesn't just mean that this nutrition that I'm going to now give you will only affect your mental condition. It will affect everything in your body. It doesn't exist in, you know, like I said, a glass bubble.
Absolutely. I take it every day. I take significant levels. I've learned I do 11 different supplements every day. Like I went to Walmart and bought a box for $4, like a fishing tackle box, and I fill those up, and every day I do this. And I buy products that we don't produce as well. Fish oils are essential. You know, the amino acids are absolutely essential. We've got things like choline in here and L-phenylalanine. Well, phenylalanine is an amino acid, a glutamine. Why? Because it helps people who may be addicted to a medication or maybe they may have been self-administering with major alcohol levels or street drugs, and it helps with the craving there. There's lots of research. Germanium, grapeseed extract, we've talked about the boron, copper. Copper's essential. Copper and zinc have to go together in about a 10 to 15 to 1 ratio. If you just take zinc but you don't take copper, you can actually create an imbalance. You can actually cause anxiety, and there's lots of evidence
right
out there to support that. So everything has to be in a proper balance, and that's what we've learned as we've gone through the different generations, how to tweak this. Zinc is majorly, majorly important. You know, there was a very interesting thing. My daughter lived in a dorm for a period of time. She said, "Dad, there's so many people here with mood disorders." And I said, "Is that right?" She said, "Abnormally so. And some of these people have been here like for 6, 8 months, but they're in really bad shape, Dad. And I don't know what it is. Is it the waters or whatever?" I said, "Well,
right,
what are they eating?" Well, she said, "They get to eat whatever they want." And we've all heard of these sugar-coated cereals.
Right.
It was amazing. It was just amazing. There was a very popular one that the young men would just wolf. They would eat this stuff like for breakfast, lunch, and supper. They weren't eating appropriately at all. No fresh vegetables, fruits. And so I thought, isn't that interesting? And they actually, in this dormitory setting, were talking about how many tons of this one particular sugar-coated cereal that they go through on an annual basis. And everybody was kind of making fun of it. So I thought, isn't that interesting? And we all know that zinc deficiency leads to major mood issues. There's so much science out there not coming from us. You can look it up. It's out there. And so I thought, I'm going to take a look at this sugar-coated cereal. And we believe here at True Hope that a person needs to take about 40 milligrams of zinc per day, wherever you're getting that from, fresh fruits, vegetables, whatever, and you can get some of it there, supplement in an organic form. Yes, do that. So I looked at the cereal, and I thought, well, how many bowls of this cereal would it take to get 40 milligrams? It's a highly processed sugar-based product. 243 bowls.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the kind of food that we're eating, and we're saying, what happened to my son? What happened to my daughter? What happened to my wife? It's because we eat this stuff. It's cardboard food. There isn't any nutrients in it to make our body function properly.
And also when you look at college, you know, like I had said before about what happens when you hit stress or not sleeping right, those just tank down. I mean, your body has to keep going. It is going to keep going. And it's just going to keep pulling and pulling and pulling what it needs. And when it doesn't have anything to pull from, that's when you start to see symptoms.
So definitely there
you would be seeing symptoms because they keep pulling and pulling and there's nothing left, no reserve.
Exactly. And that's what happens. We started looking at what some of the other universities were doing. And is there really, are these nutrients, are they found in the brain? Are they found in different parts of the body? Do they really have a role? So we went to the University of Tokyo, and they have what they call the KAGE genome site. And they studied all of the amino acids, you know, like tryptophan, you know, carnitine, whatever. But I found something so significant, it just floored me. Because I've read so many times in the paper, and I think it's very general information, that they've now related publicly in the press and everywhere that serotonin is very important. And that when we don't produce enough of that in our system, that we get depressed. That's been well identified. And I think so many of your listeners would say, oh, yeah, I've heard that, I've read that, I've seen it.
Right.
So I wanted to find out where serotonin comes from. So it's in the tryptophan pathway. So you have this amino acid named tryptophan. In order to make serotonin, there are two precursor enzymes, two enzymes that have to be in place in order that your body can manufacture it. You don't eat it, you make it, right? Those two precursor enzymes, those two enzymes, one has the base of iron in the brain, that's important, and pyridoxal phosphate or vitamin B6. So in this particular case, vitamin B6 and iron are essential to produce the natural antidepressant mood elevator called serotonin. And then I looked a little further, and this is the university research showing this. Well, there's more serotonin in the gut than there is in the brain. And serotonin drives the peristaltic movement of the bowel. And many, many people with depression have bowel disorders where they get constipated. They might only have a bowel movement every 3 or 4 days. And it's because of a lack of serotonin. So you're right. You are so right. You're dead on when you say, yes, you take these nutrients. It doesn't just affect the brain, because we have so many people who say, wow, I'm regular. I haven't been regular in my bowel movements in years. They get a nice glow to their face. Their whole body works properly.
It just seems to open up a gateway. It's almost like it opens the doors.
Oh, yeah. It's so exciting. And, you know, I think we're on the edge of a cusp of a major shift. I think the younger people are starting to get it. I'm 60 years old, and I'm really in good health because of the nutritional levels I take. I had high blood pressure. They wanted to put me on a statin medication. No, I fix that with fish oils and lots of calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, and my blood pressure check, well, it was 159 over 95, and the doctor said, he's a good man. He said, you need to take this statin prescription. I said, I'm not going to do it. I've heard nightmares. And so I got onto these nutrients, and my last check, I think, was 116 over 68. That's like a 14-year-old boy. And we can all do that. The word that's out there now, and the hope is, if we start to nutrate our bodies and treat them like the organism that they are, we will have a return of health. We really will.
Well, you know, we have about 15 minutes left. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about True Hope and how it works. Because on the website, it is not just, I'm going to go to your website, I'm going to find out what's in it, and I'm going to push the button and I'm going to order. This is not so far from that it's just like an it's 180 degrees the other way, because you offer and you require, you know, support along with this. So can you tell us a little bit about how, if I said today, yeah, I think I might need help, what do I do? What's my first action?
Well, first off, it would be unethical. There's no question. The research shows that the product works. Good. That's nice. We got that backed up. It's supported. It gives it a vote of credibility. Lots of testimonials. Lots of people who have seen the experience. And there's lots of videos of people out there on our website that will tell you their own personal life-altering story. But we recognize very quickly into this that when you're working with people, you can't just give them a product and say, goodbye, hope you're okay, because that will not work and you're doomed to failure. In many cases where people have been ill for years, and I'm not going to call them mental illnesses, I call them mood disorders because that's all they are. These are nutrient deficiency disorder has been discovered in the research. So these individuals need to have support. So let's say that Mary Johnson from Wisconsin, now that's a hypothetical name, I hope Mary's not offended by that. But anyhow, Mary Johnson calls us, and she says, you know, I've been diagnosed with depression, and I haven't been able to work, and I'm really in bad shape. Okay, Mary, let's help you out. We'll get her some product, and we'll recommend some other things that she may need as well. Maybe she suffers with bad yeast, because that can affect uptake. And so we have a yeast cleanse program, so we can get her onto that. And then we'll say, Mary, like, do you have a husband? Well, yes. And is he prepared to help you through this and support you? Oh, he would do anything to see me well because it's been so painful for him as well. And so we'll get him involved, and we'll show him how the program works. It's very, very simple. Take the nutrients. If she's on medications, those medications, as she gets better, will have to be altered. And then we'll say, Mary, do you have a doctor? Well, yes, Dr. Thompson. Okay. And could we talk to him? Yes. And she'll go talk to him. We'll send her a doctor's pack of information. She can take it to her doctor. He can call in. He can look into what we've got here. He can read the medical journal publishings. And in many cases, he'll come on board and say, I'm interested because Mary's been a patient of mine for 10 years, and I haven't seen a lot of progress, but I would like to see her get better. So we'll start working with him. We'll show him how the program operates. And we'll set up a support team. We have a 1-800 number, and she can call in as many times a week as she wants, Monday to Friday. And we also have an emergency line. If she gets into a problem, she can call us, and we'll offer after-hours emergency. And all that goes with the product. We don't charge for that. And it's worked out very well. So we have a large team in our call center here, a large call center, where people call in from over 100 different countries. And we work with these people and help them through this. And they get better, and then they go tell their neighbor, and it's just been a wonderful thing. We don't advertise, but we have a constant flow of people coming to us. And, yeah, it's very, very simple, but it's based on support. That's incredibly important that you have support with this product.
You know, so many times people are just given a prescription, and they say, see you in a month. And you wonder where the support is. It's like, okay, so what happens, you know? Or people go into talk therapy and they say, I'll see you again in a month. Same thing. There really is no support. So that's why I think it's so important about your product, which we think of it so benign as nutritional supplementation. And we say, what do I need support for? This is ridiculous. But it absolutely is essential.
Well, it totally is. You know, in our court case, Dr. Charles Popper, he's a psychopharmacologist, psychiatrist from Harvard, was an expert witness, and he talked about the support, and he said, there never has been a support protocol like this. We don't even have it as psychiatrists, because we actually monitor their symptoms. They're able to come online, and once they start to get better, and they enter their symptoms on a 128-bit encrypted database, and they can follow their progress about how they feel. There's these questions that where they answer from 0 to 4, not at all, just a little, pretty much, very much, extremely so. Are you feeling depressed? Do you have suicidal thoughts? And they rate themselves as they go, and then it produces a graph and shows their progress, you know. And many of the doctors, we work with well over 500 doctors consistently here at our center, and many of them have put their whole patient pool on this protocol. And they just say it's wonderful. We allow them to come in, and they work with their patients, and they just kind of check in. Oh, yeah, Mary's doing really well this week. She's making great progress, you see. So that's so essential. You just can't drop a medication or a supplement on somebody and let them go, like you're saying. That does not work. It's not effective.
You know, we find that in every profession, though. I can tell you, honestly, for any medical doctor or anything, that is just the way it is, you know. Here's your, like you said, with blood pressure, here's your statin. I'll see you in 6 months, you know, whatever.
Sure.
You know, and that is just a process that people have gotten used to. But I can say as myself, you know, I call up the person, probably there's like, why are you bothering me? And it's like, I call you for 5 or 6 days afterwards just because that's what I do. You know, just as you do, you know, you were expecting that interaction.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
It works very, very well. And a lot of people are very, very happy. We get a lot of accolades. We get letters and emails and faxes. And, of course, if you go on our website to the video section, you'll probably see 50, 60 videos. We could probably put up another 100 more very quickly of people easily that are talking about this life-altering experience. And what it is, this is not a miracle drug. There's no miracle here. It's maybe a miracle in the sense that we were guided to find this. This was an answer to absolute prayer from a father that was losing his family. But the miracle, that's the miracle side. But the fact that we take supplements, we take nutrients that are not foreign to the body, but are a part of our body function on a daily basis, that help us to produce and that are precursors for hormones and neuropeptides. And, you know, our body does what it does best. When we put these supplements and these nutrients in, that of producing these different agents in our body that bring proper emotional and mood control to us, that doesn't come from a drug, a stimulus from outside. It's all built within this wonderful organized organism that we live within on a daily basis. And we can heal ourselves of so many things. You know, my wife, she's a wonderful lady, and she loves to get out there on her bicycle in the summer and just go, go, go. And she's a little bit overweight. She's actually diabetic, but she controls it with nutritional supplementation and eating more greens and proper food. She doesn't want to go on insulin. And I'm not saying for people not to go on insulin. They have to find their own way here. But her knee blew out on her. And she really wept over that because they said, you're going to have a knee replacement. And she went to a local health food store and talked to the person there and said, here, take this. You can take this shark cartilage. And, you know, 90 days later, we rode 96 kilometers. That's like 60 miles. She totally rebuilt that. She took a lot of it, but she totally rebuilt her knee. This body can replicate. It grew from a baby of maybe 21 inches to a 5'8" person. And it built itself. And it can rebuild if we don't stop putting into it what should be there. We have to put into it what it's constructed of. Vitamins, minerals, proteins, amino acids, essential fatty acids. If we're doing that kind of thing to our body on a daily basis, we're rebuilding the damage on a consistent basis. And that includes your mood disorders. That includes whether you have asthma, whatever you have. It is correctable. The answers are all out there. It's just learning how to do this. That's all.
You know, and I think we always talk about supplements and we say there's so many out there. I'll just take a multivitamin from your, you know, the counter, the drugstore or whatever it is. But what I really like to try to emphasize with people is that, as we've said before, there are certain ones for certain things. So you really need to make sure that you've had them in enough levels for that particular thing. So, in other words, if I have diabetes, I may take a certain amount, but then I may also turn around and need something else a little bit later, so that could be added in. You know,
yes.
So everybody says, I want to take a vitamin, I'll take my multi, whatever that is. But as we've said before, is you may need two or three other things added in, and you may need different levels, and as we've said before, for it to be bioavailable. So for anyone to say, I'm just going to go to the drugstore and to gather up all these things because for whatever reason, may not be the best choice.
You're so right. They've got to get educated, and there's lots of information out there now.
A lot of bad information, too.
Oh, sure there is. For example, my wife takes vanadyl sulfate, extra doses of that. She takes lots of cinnamon. And she can knock her blood sugar down a couple of points right off the bat just by loading up on some cinnamon capsules. I mean, that's wonderful. There's so many good things out there that will help us. And, I recently read in emergency medical journals, now this is science speaking, that they've had so many cases where a child comes in. Childhood asthma is terrible, and the numbers of deaths are increasing on an annual basis. But what they discovered is that if a child is in respiratory arrest and they give that child a large dose, you know, intravascular, in the vein, of magnesium, that within probably 20 minutes they can bring it under control. And what it does, it causes the bronchi to dilate, and the child's able to breathe, child or adult, it doesn't matter. But there's lots of stuff out there. And so does that say that that child could very well have a magnesium deficiency? Absolutely, it says that. And we've seen with other supplements that are finely tuned, they've actually held a lot of promise in children with asthma. We've seen some positive things with adults and children as well. When you're taking calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus, there's no question that helps in those areas. So, anyhow, I mean, it's just one of many, many disorders, but they all have a link. I kind of follow the belief of Linus Pauling. Here's a man that won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. I think he's the only one that has ever won it twice or been nominated or whatever, but he ran the Linus Pauling Heart Institute, and he really worked with a lot of vitamin C. But he made an astounding statement years ago, long before his death. And I think he lived to be 90-something. He was still working, 94 or something. But Linus Pauling said that you can trace every disorder back to a mineral deficiency, every mm-hmm. disorder in the body. I believe that. After what I've seen, absolutely.
Well, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, and I was wondering if you could give us the website and
sure.
how they may be able to contact someone for more information.
Well, first off, go to truehope.com. That's truehope.com, T-R-U-E-H-O-P-E, truehope, one word, .com. And there's lots of videos, lots of information. They can read about the research. They can contact us from truehope.com, or they can call us at 1-888-TRUEHOPE, 1-888-TRUEHOPE. And one of our counselors will answer the phone and help you out and give you some guidance and you're more than welcome to come and visit us. There's lots of information here, and we're prepared to help as many people as want to come.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Anthony. And the company is True Hope Nutritional Support. You can find the link on the show page description for today if you have more questions. And if you need to contact me, you can also check out my website at outoftheboxhealthcare.com. And if you have a question about this product or anything that you may need help with in relation to it, I'll be able to direct you back to True Hope. And I'd like to thank you so much, Anthony, for being with us today. It absolutely is an eye-opener for many people because they haven't been enlightened to this idea. They don't even know what we're talking about. So I think you've really shed a lot of light on that.
Well, I'm hoping that your listeners will find some hope in this and knowing that they're not alone, and that there's some significant answers out there, and that they can find the same hope that the Stephan family found. Thank you very much, Dr. Jeanette. You're very kind.
Thank you so much for being with us. So if anybody would like more information, please visit True Hope Nutritional Support. Again, the link is on the show description of this page. And thank you so much for being with us today, and until tomorrow, where we'll be talking about something else that will be important for your health. Have a great day.